Thank you, Maitreya. Could you speak to us about God's grace? And are we all born with His grace? And can we lose His grace by our actions and our thoughts? And if so, can we get it back? And I would just like for you to give us some of your wisdom on God's grace. Thank you.
God's grace is all that He does. There is never that He isn't. His grace is not present. Just like a rainy day that you're outside and not expect to be wet. You have no choice to receive the grace of God all the time. But how do you prevent of getting wet when you are in the rain? You put an umbrella over your head, so you cannot receive the water anymore. How do we cut ourselves from the grace of God? We put the umbrella of the ego at the top of our head, and we cannot receive the grace of God, and we wonder, where is He? Why is He not with us? Why we don't see His grace, and we become desperate for His presence? And of course, ego likes to be attracted. Ego likes to get attached. Ego likes to be tempted and taken away to the world and away from God. And the struggle has been from the very beginning of the creation to this point that human tries to follow his own ego instead of opening himself or herself grace of God. But God never leaves humanity. Never. How can He leave us? He is us. How can He leave something He is already is it? So yes, it is our ego that prevents us from realizing that God is with us. We are a part of God and God is a part of us. And that umbrella of ego was cut off from God, and as we follow our ego, of course, the more we are disconnected and become fall in this illusion or illusion of separation from God. Because if you feel you are separated from God, that is an illusion. That is an illusion, absolute, unreal world. That is why Maya is the illusion of the separation from God. And if we do not have this illusion, we don't fall into Maya, because we realize that external world is just a temporary creation, and only permanent thing in the universe is the consciousness and the creative forces of the universe, which is God. And the grace of God is the Raja Guna toward the sattva or actions which create it itself, the delusion of separation from God. So the grace of God is not disconnected from humanity, and this is humanity which disconnects itself from the grace. Even when the Bible God says, "I will withdraw my grace," He really knows already that human is going to withdraw themselves from the grace, because. And then when they do that, that grace is not there and they are cut off from the grace, and then the people say, "Well, God took grace from us." But really, in reality, humanity took the grace away from themselves by not following God's requirement and law, which is from the Spirit, but following the ego, which is not from the Spirit, and really doesn't exist. It's just a delusion that we create as a barrier between us and consciousness. So we can see that why God is so adamant to send the Ten Commandments, ask us not to get into temptation, not to follow under the Maya, not to get attached to the external world, not to be pulled away from the consciousness, because when we do that, he was 90 degrees cut out from the grace of God. Of course, if you meditate and you have a desire to be in God, once in a while you feel that grace, even when you do not deserve it, just to let us know that what a wonderful thing it is to be in the grace of God, and how awful it is to be out of it. And when you are out of the grace of God, of course it is a struggle, and the life is miserable. We are miserable, we have a lot of problems. We start blaming everybody else for our problems, but really we have to look within ourselves and say, well, really all the problems start where? Within me. There is no other element out there that make me miserable. And the only thing really everybody needs, minimum physiological and safety needs. After that, any other misery that we create in our own mind and in our own creation, and actually ego loves to be miserable, because if it's not miserable, it cannot feel alive, because it is an illusion. And if you create more problems for yourself, the more ego is alive and feels that yes, I do exist, and I don't, you know, I am, you know, I'm separated from God, and I have all these problems, and then nobody else has any problem, and I do, and nobody understands me, nobody understands how much problem I have, you know, it's just terrible, life is miserable, but the ego is talking to you. The only thing you really need is physiological and safety needs is very simply provided in the context of life. The rest is to realize that if you are miserable, you are in illusion. The illusion of separation from God. So we can see that humanity, 99.99% of the humanity are in that illusion. We create our own problem. We create a lot complicated. We make God complicated. God is simple. It's you. As simple as be still and know that I am God. It's so simple. Why we have so many books written about God? Well, go to bookstore and look in the section of spirituality. You find hundreds of books written about God trying to explain him, then simply that be a still and I'm God. And God right there with you all the time. But how many people can be a still? They can. They have to drink a lot of coffee and have a lot of these problems in their life, and their mind goes, you know, very fast, and they have a lot of these things to do, and they cannot simplify their life because they don't want to create the communist of life. The other thing communist life does is simplify the life. Everybody takes the corner of the problem, and after a while, you don't have much of a problem left in the communism. They have been living here for 7-8 years, and every Saturday is almost 99.99% of the time you don't have any problem. You know, nobody can come up with a problem. If there is a problem, it is resolved very fast, and the rest is thinking about God and meditating and do their chore after, you know, community, and after that everybody has extra time to do meditation or whatever they are supposed to do. So, ego cannot simplify. Ego loves to complicate. And the more complicated our life is, the more ego feels alive and the more separated we are from God. So we can again go back to the concept of life. It is only one path. Simplification. Bringing the God's words to humanity, and following his commandments and his way, which is the way of the Spirit. And that is when we receive the grace. That grace is not there, but because we are in the illusion of the separation, we do not receive the grace all the time. Because we have the mind that wants to make us feel miserable and unconnected to the Spirit. And that is your birthright. To receive the grace. Everybody received the grace. And of course, man was more egoistical before Christ came. Christ came and he showed the way of receiving grace. But if you say, who is the greatest in the kingdom? The humblest is the greatest. So, how many people have humility? to be humble, to be, to, you know, to humble themselves in front of God, to the ship of God. Everybody says, no, I'm number one. You know, I don't want to listen to my Isaiah or anybody else or any prophet. I will listen to my own ego. You know, I know that it's him, whether it's from God or the scripture, what is correct and what is not. And the scripture is just a wonderful thing for us to realize God very simply. And then somebody comes around bringing a book like Urantia or hierarchy or make it so complicated, and intellectual people love that. The more complicated the story of the hierarchy and the things are, the more intellectual acting. Because, oh, it's complicated. Ego has something to deal with. But be still and know that you are only God. It's so simple, you know. It's not intellectual. It doesn't give that much of a, you know, satisfaction to this ego. So, we can see that intellectual have to come to this realization to simplify their mind too. And if they don't, fine, they can stay miserable as much as they want. But that is not the path of God. The path of God is very simple. Okay? You are the God. You don't need hierarchy. Just be still to practice. You don't have to go through all those, you know, things. So we can see that you have to get rid of our ego and simplify our life. And the base always been given in the scripture. The base been given in himself. And the grace of God is always with you, and you have to just open yourself to it. Does that make sense? Just try to make sense,
yes, it does, and try to make it so very, very much.
Better than the little class on it.